It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome, welcome, and good day to you. It is a wonderific Wednesday. It's March the 6th already, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next hour. We're live, and we take your phone calls. If you want to join in the conversation at any point in time, you're welcome to do that. It's, you know, when you have your own tower, you also have your own, you know, area code. Yeah. So it's area code 234, and then it's 343-1065. It's that simple. So, and the phone works. You can call in any time and just pop in and say hello or ask a question or volunteer a statement. We don't mind. Be part of the conversation. I'm going to get to Jackie here in just a moment, but I do want to tell you again about the Jaws of Love. They call it Jaws of Love. It's Peanut Butter Drive, put on by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center to help the food banks. And no glass jars, because they literally give them out to the homeless. And if you're a homeless person, that little jar goes great in your backpack and can last a while. So if you're out shopping and you've got it, you can pick up an extra jar of love. Drop it off at any Warm Sea location, the Parkway, the hospital on Silver Creek, or the Imaging Center on Hancock, or the Urgent Care right behind Culver's. Any questions? Call 928-763-CARE, because they do. Right now, this is happening now, and I can't be there. Oh, Legacy Foundation is cutting the ribbon on their Connection Express bus at MCC. Going on right now, if you want to rush over there. Okay? Then there's a grand opening and a ribbon cutting at the Laughlin Bullhead Chamber. And both chambers are putting this on Friday at Hawaiian Island Burgers at noon. Also, when I'm on the air, I can't eat one of his burgers. They're really good. Questions? Call the Bullhead Chamber, 928-754-4121. And there's a quilt show on Friday and Saturday at the Bullhead Chamber, put on by the Colorado River Quilters Group, I guess. Yeah. Why are you raising your hand? Are you a quilter?
I love the quilters.
Oh.
They are so imaginative.
Are you a quilter?
No, but that's my favorite blankie in the whole world.
So if you want to go, go. It's at the Chamber on Friday and Saturday. And it's free entry. It's 9 to 4. And they're doing lessons and stuff, too. You can send an email to coriverquilters@gmail.com. And you heard, Jackie's here, and Jackie's in the studio, and Jackie has a favorite blankie that's that you're kind of really not using it right now, are you?
No.
I mean, our weather.
I know.
Isn't it great? I mean, just, I walked a trail yesterday in Laughlin, you know, because I do that crazy thing in the afternoon.
Yes.
But, man, it was beautiful. There was a ton of people out there.
And no clouds.
No.
It was just a beautiful day with a nice breeze.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why we live here.
We are so blessed.
Oh, that's why we live. There was a guy and his wife that were walking together, and he didn't even have a shirt on, you know.
Well, that's a quick way to get a tan already.
Yeah, no
It's
kidding.
Not even March.
No. Well, it is March.
Yeah, but we're not through it.
I know. But the beginning, he's probably from Minnesota or something. He's going to go back and they're going to go, look at that tan you already got.
Yeah, we've had some beautiful weather. I hear that our spring is going to go a little long, so.
Oh, well, I don't have a problem with that.
Neither do I.
Yeah, if we don't hit 100 until August, I'm okay. We just stay right real close by it. Yeah. My birthday, July 31st, we can hit 100. Before that, we can just keep in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's good to see you, Mr. Tuneforce.
Good to see you in the new studio.
I like your new studio.
Yeah?
It's very comfy.
Ken Perello's got a nice little office here.
Yes.
Yeah. So how are you in your new position?
Laughlin Tourism Commission is treating me well, of course.
You didn't bring your dog today.
No, I have a lot of running to do, so I left her at the office with Auntie today.
so that she doesn't have to
jump in and out of the car with me.
Oh.
We're doing well. The issue with right now is that we're on a mad blast to the air show, and because the transition went a little longer, and I still have things I want to oversee at the chamber just a little bit while she's transitioning in, while Carrie's transitioning in.
Right.
It put me a little far behind on the air show, so I am in a sprint to the air show, which is April 6th.
And yeah, not that far away.
We added so many things after we went to Air Show Academy. Kellen from the airport, Eddie from Bullhead City, and I all went to Air Show Academy in September.
Okay.
And we learned what we didn't know.
Where was that at?
In Sacramento at the Capitol Air Show.
Oh.
At Mather Field. It was amazing, although they see 60,000 people in 2 days.
Oh, well.
We'll see less than 15,000 in 1 day at our show. But what we learned was that I keep apologizing to our volunteers. We didn't treat them very well last year. And this year we have learned that we need to make sure that our volunteers are on a single shift, that they get all the breaks they need. We provide them with food and rest areas.
Oh.
That we give them prizes and things to make them feel worthy of not just servicing their community, but also servicing of us servicing them.
Right.
And we really have a great setup for a volunteer hospitality tent this year.
Oh, good.
And we are just coming together. We changed the bus routes a little bit to make it more convenient for people and less congestion.
Did I hear you have 70 buses?
70 buses.
70 buses.
6 parking lots from north.
Right.
The Riverside lot and the Sam's Club lot all the way down to Community Park.
Oh, my gosh.
2 lots that have ADA specified or designated pickup spots.
Okay.
And those are going to be 40-foot Silver Rider buses that hold up to 12 wheelchairs and up to 24 individuals to ride with their families.
Okay.
They have a new stop, their own individual stop at the airport so that they're not thrown into the congestion of the school buses.
Okay.
The school buses come from Kingman, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley.
Holy cow.
All of those bus drivers come out on Saturday. They get their regular wage. The district gives us a discount on the routing expense, and then we treat the bus drivers like kings and queens.
Right.
We give them these big, beautiful gift baskets and serve them lunch and give them all the beverages they need. When they're driving through, they just stop and open their window or their door, and we provide them with whatever they need. They never have to leave their bus.
Perfect.
They can continue the route as much as they want.
Okay.
And then we also have a private stop for those who are coming over from the resorts and those coaches over there.
Okay.
So they don't interfere with the regular Candyland colors that are coming from the other remote lots.
Okay.
It is imperative that people understand that there is no parking at the airport.
Right.
If you're going to the air show, you have to park in one of the colored remote lots, catch a bus, they'll bring you up there, and they run about every 20 to 30 minutes, so you're never standing too far.
That's pretty simple.
Too long. Yeah, it's really easy. All of this stuff can be viewed on our new website.
That's quicker than Disneyland when you go there to wait for the tram to take
shuttle.
You in. Yeah.
Speaking of trams, Mr.
Yes.
Tuneforce, this year I borrowed trams from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They're going to be picked up on the 15th and brought down here, and they're pulled by Finley, brand new Finley pickup trucks.
Oh.
Standard size. They hold between 30 and 40 people on each one. You will have somebody that's riding in the back to make sure that all your arms and legs are inside. This is not an e-ticket ride. Our younger generation won't remember e-ticket. But
people just, 50 listeners went, what's an e-ticket?
I know. So, yeah, and there's a driver in each one of those trucks. Those are the two people that control the traffic and the tram path.
Right.
There's five stops from the north side of the airport to the south side of the airport where all the flight line seating is. Three of those stops actually have a special information booth so you can ask questions about where to sit, how to get first aid, whether you have something that's lost and found, where to get food. We have 20 food trucks this year.
Wow.
As opposed to the 9 last year that all ran out of food. Because
20?
Because we expected 8,500 spectators last year and ended up with 13,000. So there was too long a line. The food trucks didn't have enough food. You know, it really...
And they're going to be out on the airport.
Inside the FAA line, on the apron with all of us in the festivities.
Good.
We have great sponsors. We have great exhibits and some retail vendors on top of the concessions.
Okay.
And this year, drum roll, we added a STEM, family STEM zone.
What's a family STEM zone?
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay.
That is what they call it in the school districts and the educational fields.
Right.
So in this, first of all, we have Autumn Boyle Robinson from the Boys and Girls Club got a grant for the Touch a Truck program. So we're going to have trash trucks and mail trucks and skip loaders and all those kind of things that the kids see up and down the highway and going around their school and when they're on the bus. And they've never been able to feel one or sit in one. An ambulance, a fire truck.
Okay.
All those things that kids can see. These are different trades that I can learn and dream about as I get older.
Right.
It's a way to choose what you feel good around, what gives you passion. On top of that, we have aviation and aeronautical representatives there from different branches.
Okay.
We have a half-built fuselage so they can see the inside and out and how a plane is built and how the wind is displaced and the thrust it works. It's a whole educational program.
Great.
4-H is going to be there. University of Nevada, Reno Cooperative Extension will be there. It's all kinds of fun stuff just for the families to get out and learn something new and take some information home with them, especially if they have high school students.
Plus, they get to see some planes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be experimental aviation there and the Women's 99s, which is an all-female pilot club, and that's coming out of Fort Mojave, and they are so excited to participate with more of their experimental aircraft and actual Cessnas.
How many planes do you think you'll have on the ground on display for a static display, and then how many will be showing off in the air?
So showing off in the air, the number of pilots is quite high. But the airplanes and ground entertainers will be approximately 45.
45?
Between the different ones that are going to be coming and going.
Okay.
That's what we have secured right now. Some of them have not given us the final confirmation, and it's because they're armed forces.
Oh.
We are in fear of a shutdown, a government shutdown, and if that happens, we don't get anything that's federal or armed forces. So we're all getting up to the last minute, and they have to wait until they're given the permission.
Sure.
Same as booking their rooms, right? You can say that this is the A-10 demo team, and we need 7 rooms. But you can't give their names.
Right. Yeah.
The armed forces will not allow us to have the pilots' names on their rooms.
Oh, okay.
It's just those kind of things that we had to learn.
Yep.
The chalet, you can upgrade to a chalet seat experience this year.
Okay.
So if you were jealous of the tent last year, the tent now can be yours for $100. You get your event T-shirt that's valued at $30, a lunch that's valued at $25. You get shade, table, and chairs. You also
get be priceless in April.
A flight line seat, and you get pretty potties. from Daniel's. The trailer potties. So you have your own potties.
Yeah.
So there's lots of shade. And there's a cash bar available only to those people who are in the tent.
Okay.
It's right next to where the air boss is. So you get to hear everything and see everything that's going on right from the flight line seating.
I like it.
Anybody else that wants to come, remember your entry is a four-letter word that starts with F. Free!
Careful when you say that.
I know.
People would be thinking something else.
They better not.
Let's take a break. You want to call in and participate? 234-343-1065. Stick around. We're going to come back and talk more about the air show. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, Johnny Cash will be here. Yeah. Well, almost.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on. And we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at gotyoursix.org. That's gotyoursix.org. Using the number six.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by, we're going to get back to Jackie in just a second here, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, yeah, designed to help the patients with a skilled nursing facility, right? It's almost like a home-type setting, you know, personal care, hygiene assistance, laundry assistance, housekeeping, a beauty shop, a barber shop, I mean, it sounds kind of cool to me, secured outdoor patios, so you can't escape, and nobody can get in either. Plus, life enrichment activities and outings. They have a Christmas tree. They decorate it all the time for all kinds of events. Probably right now it's got a little, you know, I don't know, March, maybe, you know, leprechauns on it. Possibly. You have to check it out at 2812 Silver Creek Road, Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, man, it's a golf course. It's wrapped around lakes, desert landscaping. You can see mountains on every hole. And then, of course, you throw in a clubhouse and a pro shop and a spa and a gym and a pool and a restaurant. You've got the number two golf course in Arizona. Yeah, number two right here in Bullhead. Book your tee time now. Would you like to be playing golf today, right now? Oh, man. Do you play golf, Jackie?
Sometimes. I live on T12 at Hookah. Hookah,
oh,
I mean.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And, yeah, I slam a few balls out there.
Okay. Well, if you want to go play today, book your tee time at Laughlin Ranch at laughlinranch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, you know, if you need an emergency room, you need one when you need it right away. And if it's a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. That's why you want to pick a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Warm C. Yeah. In fact, the ER director just joined our Kiwanis Club. I'm going to get her in here, and we'll talk to Tana. Anyway, oh, back to the commercial. Sorry. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to serve you 24-7. I got doctors and nurses in there 24-7 ready to take care of you. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. All right, we're back with Jackie from the Laughlin Tourism, used to be Chamber, Laughlin Tourism Commission.
Well, I've been both for a long, long time. I just dropped the Chamber.
Boom, there it goes. Yeah. And so you want...
So before we left, we said the four-letter word. It's free.
Yeah, the whole event's free.
The whole event.
Yeah.
You're parking, you're busing, the whole route. We're not going to drop you off at a corner somewhere. We're going to take you to the airport, and you can get in for free.
And you can you bring in an ice chest with, you know...
So you could. Every person coming in with you can bring in a bottle of water.
Okay, a bottle of water.
Yes.
Okay.
So we encourage families... Right. To bring in their wagons with their chairs and their little personal umbrellas, no pop-up tents because okay. you block the view of the people behind you.
Right.
But a personal umbrella if you want some shade.
Okay.
The flight line is very long, very easy to set up way back from the flight line because you can't miss it. It's up in the air.
Right.
There are a few things that happen on the tarmac. So you can see those also if you just stand up.
Good.
It's not hard to see. So... We encourage the families to come stop at the STEM zone with your families, with
yeah.
your students, learn about some science things that kids might want to be interested to or participate in because it's all going to be sensory
right.
Involvement and then and interactive. But you want to make sure that you plan to have your lunch. Like I said, there's going to be 20 concessionaires there and some vendors and lots of things to do. We have special T-shirts each year that represent a special image from this air show. So
oh, okay.
last year was about the A-10. This year is about the plane that raced the jet fuel car. And the image is just beautiful. And
wow.
our major sponsor this year is Finley
okay.
Auto Group, and they're the ones that are providing us with the trucks to pull the trams to help you get across
okay.
the air tarmac. If you bring a wagon, you can take your wagon on the tram. There are places where you can set it
oh, okay.
in there so you don't have to drag it all across, or at least put your family on it and send them ahead, and
yeah.
then you can pull the wagon.
Yeah.
Our tarmac is not, our apron is not as big
yeah.
as a...
It's not Las Vegas.
No.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to walk through and enjoy the statics that are there and climb in and out of some airplanes and talk to some Air Force personnel.
Yeah.
And just get to the place you want and make your own little park. Your
How
own
cool,
little area
huh?
and set up together. And then see your friends. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah, and I think you're going to get a lot of kids coming for that STEM area.
It's going to be... I can't wait to watch the kids enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
So make sure that you plan ahead. We will have vendors there that will provide you with sunscreen.
Okay.
And... sanitizer and chapstick and those kind of things. We have hats for sale to make sure that you're protecting your skin.
Good.
So make sure that you're all ready
right.
to go before you come bring your little bag of stuff.
It will be it will be a little warmer then.
Yeah, but we're hoping that that
we don't get the
extended
W.
period
right.
of the spring that I have been looking up online is going to last. You know, we did a 10-year evaluation on the W.
Really?
To see, that's
why. 10-year evaluation.
10-year evaluation on the highs and lows, right? And
okay.
so this actual time of year, this date, this first weekend in April, is the premium.
Oh.
So I'm kind of.
What's the 23rd of March when my Kiwanis Kids Expo?
I'll have to look that up for you.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Let me know.
I also want to
You're going to have a booth there and pass out information for the
Yeah, you can be an exhibit. You can be an exhibit at ours, too.
Yeah.
That's very inexpensive. If you're doing retail sales, it makes it really easy for our nonprofits to set up there and hand out information. Remember, you have exclusive access to about 13,000 people.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it's a really big exposure for you, your group, or your business. And this year we're having the after party at the Bullhead Bale and Community Park. It's also a remote parking lot. So if you want to park there, take your bus up there and then come right back and land at the after party. Yeah. They're planning on having a laser light show or a drone show after dark.
Ooh.
There's going to be some statics there. From the air show that are going to come down and show off their equipment and have some pilots there for you to intermingle with and get some pictures with them. That would be kind of cool. And then in that area, I want to make sure that I remind everybody, when you're parking, that you are respectful of the ADA parking areas.
Right.
Please don't take them because they're convenient for you. We really do have a lot of veterans who are disabled that like to go to air shows. It's their favorite thing to do, and we want to make sure that those ADA parking spots are reserved for them.
Because they can brag and go, you know, I flew this over Vietnam in 69, and whatever.
Or earlier,
yeah. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and keep talking, because I haven't seen Johnny Cash all up, so I might be waiting a long time, but anyways, he should be here. Stick around. You want to call in? 234-343-1065. Friday night.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com. Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Havasu Deuces is showcasing this Thursday on Main Street, downtown Lake Havasu, from noon until dusk. Bring the whole family. Buy a special Havasu Deuces t-shirt, and all proceeds are donated to the Havasu Food Bank. You'll see over 350 1932 Ford Deuces and other classics. Get up close and personal stories of each car by their owners. Don't miss this Havasu Deuces, downtown Havasu, McCulloch Boulevard, this Thursday, noon till dusk.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Barron Services, local professional team for security and alarm systems, home or commercial, professional team technicians for pest solutions. If you have issues with pest solutions or alarm systems, call Barron Services. Quality family experience, 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchens, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, and in Kingman now, open. That's right. And you can just go on the website and order. And you click Bowhead or Kingman, and you order your meal. And you can drive through in Kingman and pick it up. I know. What a cool thing, huh? Yeah. So go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com, and order your meals. You know, four delicious wraps. 12 delicious wraps. Four delicious salads. How about 10 healthy cheeseburgers? Oh, I know. And four different bowls. Oh, at ProFit Kitchen. Check it out today. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with 100% fiber. Yes, fiber internet. Yeah, doesn't break down, doesn't fail, doesn't drift off when you're talking to somebody or doing something or playing a game. TWN Communications, available in most of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and check it out today. All right, Jackie's got just a couple minutes left because she does have a airport meeting.
So it's just a reminder to go to the website, LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com. It's a brand new website. It's full of lots of really cool information and pictures and how to schedule your day.
Oh, okay.
So that you can go through there and see what – there's a whole frequently asked questions section. You can go through there. If you are an exhibitor or you want to still be a volunteer, we always have room for more volunteers, and you'll get treated really well.
Okay.
And they get little prizes and gifts. So it's kind of fun to spend your day there, actually experiencing it, and then giving back to the community.
Okay.
We are now a 501c3 foundation. We got it in December. So that makes our ability to serve our community a little easier and obtain grants for the STEM program and those kind of things. So it starts at 11 o'clock on April 6th at IFP, International Fun Place, Laughlin Bullhead International Airport. So make sure that you get all scheduled for what remote lot you're going to park at and what bus you're going to get on.
11 o'clock till when?
So the air performances start right around noon,
okay. And
it goes until about 3:30, and then the gates close at 5.
Okay. So that means for all those that want to park in their car and keep the AC on, park up on the hills and stuff, they're going to see air displays for 4 hours?
No, there's
3 hours.
An hour and a half, and then an intermission so that we can clean up everything and get started for the next one, and then another hour and a half.
Wow.
And then an hour after that for everybody to pack up their little picnic areas and get off the tarmac so that we can close the FAA fencing.
Okay.
Okay?
Exciting.
I know. I'm excited, too. Please go on the website. It's just beautiful. And, of course, we're on Facebook also. So you can at Laughlin Bullhead Air Show.
Okay.
And anywhere you want to go, just look it up, and it's there. And it is so pretty. It's really good website.
Exciting times.
Yes.
Jackie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I know you're off to a meeting.
An
air show meeting. All right, we're going to take a break. And I'm not sure where Johnny Cash is. I'm thinking that, he got stuck playing in the lobby of the Riverside or something. Couldn't escape. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Attention MEC members, Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, our generation and transmission provider, supply reliable, affordable electricity to our community. To continue providing power when we need it, we must add more power generation resources, including flexible, energy-efficient natural gas units. MEC is asking for your help. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com to show your support. That's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Up speeds and down speeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey guys, it's Marissa from Just Meats. I really want to thank Radio Central for getting our name out there. Business is really booming. Since advertising with Radio Central, we get customers in regularly who heard our ads on the radio. Radio Central has benefited our business tremendously.
This is our town, the place we call home.
ADOT presents Terrifying Jobs.
Bull Rider, take two.
Today we're talking with Clifford Maxwell, a rodeo bullfighter. His job? Distract raging bulls from going after thrown riders.
Cliff, this seems like a really terrifying job. Why do you do it?
I love protecting the bull riders when they get bucked up.
How big are these bulls?
12 to 2,200 pounds of pure muscle.
You're not cowed by any of this, obviously. Is there anything that scares you?
Yeah. Distracted drivers terrify me.
This message is brought to you by ADOT, ADBA, and this station.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City, right on Highway 95. You can't miss us. Hey, we're brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's butcher block time. It's back. Yeah, steak quesadilla, country fried steak and eggs, you know, lunch or dinner, doesn't matter. Breakfast, lunch or dinner, you can do it. Breakfast is served all day long. Yeah, check out the pigs in a blanket. They look good in the menu, yeah. Or ask about, my wife is going there to date, come to think of it, with Pam Kelly. They're going to Perkins. Yeah. Maybe they're going to have the steak and pepper skillet with veggies. Or maybe they're going to have some of the Comfort Classics menu is still hanging around. You got both menus, plus a regular menu, and 100 Coke products. Who knew that there was 100 Coke products? But there is, because everybody likes to mix them up. And then have a piece of pie before you leave. Or take it with you. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you looking at 2024 thinking maybe we should buy a home? Well, you're going to need some help. If you want to buy a mobile home, you want to buy a home, maybe you just want to put a pool in your backyard. Either way, you're going to need some cash. So you got to call Chad Hansen. Yeah, he's got lots of cash. How much do you need? $300,000, $400,000, $500,000? Not a problem. Mojave Mortgage. They got it. Call them up at 928-288-2691. And you say, oh, let me talk to Chad. He says, come on in. Sit down. Let me show you what we can do for you. And next thing you know, bang, you got $300,000 cash. And you're walking out the door. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. He's the only guy that advertises and says, come get my money. 66 Auto Sales. Hey, Mojave County's largest car lot for, you know, vehicles that have been owned by somebody else. Yeah, first. Almost 50 years they've been doing this in Mojave County. In the same corner in Kingman. Yeah. It's Route 66 and Stockton Hill Road. A huge selection. Two doors, four doors, trucks, vans, economy cars. What do you want? They got them. Plus, they'll find that special vehicle you're looking for. And right now, it's still always people come first at 66. See the entire selection on the lot. They keep it updated at 66auto.com. Mojave Electric Cooperative, Arizona Cooperative Power And MEC wants you to be fully informed on the Mojave Energy Park. Now, what's happening is they change that website all the time, too, because more and more information comes in. It's a plan and process. So don't expect to go on there and find every detail, because they're not all there yet. They're still doing this. They're still putting this together. They're going as fast as they can. Trust me. But there is a specific website for the for the Mojave Energy Park. And it is very simple, MojaveEnergyPark.com. Now, if you can't find something there, call them up at MEC, 928-763-1100. They'll work with you. There's no secrets in this project. Couple things to tell you about, and then we're going to cut out the show a little early today since Johnny Cash didn't show up, and we're going to get you into Dennis Prager. But we do want to talk about on Saturday, there's a wiggle and waggle for Saint in Rotary Park from 10 to 2. Call Saint at 928-985-0663. And then there's a ribbon cutting at Mojave Shrine. Yeah. On next Tuesday at noon. Call the Bullhead Chamber, 928-754-4121. Everyone have a great day. Tomorrow on the program, well, on this program, we're going to have Julie Hassett in here. And she might bring an entertainer with her for tomorrow night's show at the high school. And then Dean Winrich is going to be in. And he's talking about Arizona Coalition of Military Families. Speak Out from Lake Havasu City tomorrow. He's going to take a day off. And Dennis Prager is going to come back in tomorrow for an hour before Sean Hannity. And speaking of Dennis Prager, we're going to go to Dennis Prager now, and we're going to talk to Sean Hannity in about 15 minutes. Everyone have a great day.
Satisfies your mind, tells you all of his dreams. I know how much that means to you. I realize that I was blind just when I thought I was over you. I see your face and it just ain't. No, it just ain't true. I go crazy.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep talking here. Dennis Prager, we can't put him back up right now. So I'm just going to tell you about a few things. First of all, I want to talk about some of our guests because we're going to do something very special the last week of March. The last week of March on Speak Out 2.0 will 100% be law enforcement. We're going to kick it off on Monday, March 25th, with the Mojave County Sheriff, Doug Schuster. On Tuesday, the 26th, we're going to have Kingman Chief of Police, Rusty Cooper, in here. And again, these guys are here to answer your questions. You can call into the show anytime you ever want. Write down the number, 234-343-1065. Because, again, you can call in anytime you want. You want to ask a question? Piece of cake. No problem. You want to just participate and mention something? You can do that too. Anytime you want. All right. On Wednesday, March 25th, we're going to have the Bullhead City Chief of Police, Robert Treves, in here. And, you know, as much as Kingman and Havasu and Bullhead are fairly simplistic and they're fairly the same, each one of these chiefs has unique opportunities in their community and unique issues in their communities. And we're going to talk about those, too. Because on Thursday, we're going to have Troy Sterling in here, the Lake Havasu City Chief of Police. He might be on the phone, but I think he's going to be in the studio if you possibly can. So keep that in mind. And also, on Friday, we're going to have the captain from the Arizona Highway Patrol, who's responsible for all of Mojave County on the highways. Captain Andrew Schultz will be in here, and he'll be here for an hour, too. So we can talk about your road issues, your that last ticket you got, you want to discuss. no matter who you got it from. Anyhow, so you, again, the whole week will be law enforcement, and you can call in and participate, ask your questions of Doug Schuster, Rusty Cooper, Chief Treves, Chief Sterling, or Captain Andrew Schultz. They'll be here for the whole week. Tomorrow, I mentioned already, we're going to have Julie Hassett in here, and I think she's going to try to bring an entertainer from the Colorado River Concerts that's going to be performing tomorrow night at Mojave High School. And she's going to talk about that tomorrow. And then Dean Winrich, who's with the Arizona Coalition of Military Families, he'll be here. Friday on the program, you know, to me, one of the ladies that I just... She walks in the studio like Jackie, and she sets a room on fire. And that's Tanya, from the Laughlin Library. She is on fire when she comes in here. She tells you everything that's going on for the entire month, the calendar for the month of March, everything, the special programs they have for adults, the special programs they have for kids. If you have kids and you live in Laughlin, even in Bullhead, you can have a library card in Laughlin. You can go over there. You can go online and get all their stuff. Yeah, from the Clark County Library District in Laughlin. And you just can't beat that. You can't beat it. So she'll be here Friday. And she'll talk all about that. And then Ina will be here from TWN Communications. So if you have any questions about TWN, where is it? How do I get it? What the price structure is? Whatever. Where they're going next? When they're going to serve my neighborhood? She'll answer all those questions for you on Friday. So the following week, well, we're going to start off with the Vice Mayor of Kingman. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoop, that's the weekend of the 18th. The weekend of the 11th. Veterans in Motion will be in here. And also we're going to talk to Erase. Erase is, I'm not going to be able to tell you what it stands for, but basically it's the Mojave County division that kind of oversees our parks and our deserts. So if you see somebody driving up, you know, out into the desert to dump their trash, you call 911 and they will send Erase out there and they will ticket them and arrest them. Yeah, and so he's going to talk to us about that, what they do, how they do it. On Wednesday the 13th, Greg Ott will be here from 66 Auto Sales, followed up by Larry Topping talking about the April River Run, just right around the corner. And then on the 14th, right now we only have Mojave Electric Cooperative scheduled. I don't have the second hour filled yet. And then Friday the 15th, we're going to have the Kingman Chamber of Commerce in here, and then the Arizona Cinderella State Pageant. We're going to talk to some of the young ladies that have participated in that. So a lot going on in the program. We're going to be live from the Expo, the Senior Expo. And by the way, they call it Winter Expo now, but it used to be called the Senior Expo because it was for all the senior visitors that come here during the winter. And it's at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce on the 21st. You can buzz right in there. It's free entry. You just walk around and check all the vendors out. And they're all there for the seniors. So we're going to broadcast live from there that day. We're not going to be in studio at the Ken Perello Tower. We're going to be at the Chamber of Commerce broadcasting live. We'll have a little booth. Come by and say hi. And we'll have some of the people in there. We'll let them come by and say hi. So some of the vendors can jump on the radio and say hi. So a couple more things to tell you about on our community calendar. On the 9th, there is a Laughlin Chamber Business Breakfast, and that's at 8:30, still Nevada time. We don't change time until Sunday, so that's this Friday. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Friday. If you saw me typing, it says it's Friday the 39th. Okay, Larry, I think it's the 29th. Yeah, so... My fingers, you know, what can I say? The 29th, when you read it, it's funny. The 29th is their breakfast, business breakfast at the chamber office. And the time zone will be the same then, 8:30 in the morning. Limited seating, so RSVP to info at LaughlinChamber.com. Let's talk about the Kiwanis Kids Expo. because I know a lot about it. I'm in charge of it. We're at 77 booths right now. 77 booths. That's more than we had last year. And I'm leaving here to pick one up. Today I picked one up in the courthouse of Bullhead City. I'm picking one up today at Home Depot. Folks, parents, grandparents, you're going to want to come to this event. 78, 80, 85 booths, and nobody can sell anything. They're there to give you information about Little League, AYSO, flag football, vendors like Mojave Mental Health, Southwest Behavior, Revive Behavioral Health. Everybody there has to keep kids busy, healthy, or safe. And so think about that. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center will be there. Plus, they're passing out ice water the whole day. The whole day. Anybody wants a bottle of ice water? Free from Warm Sea. Valley View Medical Center will be there. We have a couple of medical offices in our community that will be there. We're going to have a dentist there who puts braces on. And so it's going to be a full day. A lot of enjoyment. We're going to have a water slide. The pool will not be open because they're resurfacing the deck. And that's going to take 2 months. That's a major project for the city of Bullheads and financially, too. But when they open up that pool, it'll have that brand new deck. And everyone's going to love running on it because it'll be so much nicer. And, well, you're not supposed to run on a pool deck. So we won't have the swimming pool that day. The splash pad is always free, and the Kiwanis Club is bringing in a bounce house and a water slide. So kids can come and have fun. Our Kiwanis Club will be selling hot dogs, cotton candy, snow cones, and popcorn, each one for a dollar. We don't make money on this. No, it's not why we're there. It's our cost. You know, we break even on this, if we're lucky. It's sponsored by the Inside Donald Laughlin's Riverside Resort Fat Burger. It's also sponsored by Laser Tag inside the Riverside Casino. It's also sponsored by the Arcade inside the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. So those are our main sponsors that put this together. We're at each end of the expo, it's going to be up and down Train Road, but in front of the pool. And each end, we're going to give parents a bag. And you can just go through the booths and pick up information. Get home, look at it. You're going to end up with 70, 80 pieces of paper to look at, but you might find something to keep your kids busy. Bring them in. So you might find something to keep yourself busy and keep your kids busy. Busy kids stay out of trouble. So you my Johnny Cash? All right. Great. Sit down there and throw that headset on. We actually have 90 seconds, but we can sure talk about your show. And Johnny Cash is in the Riverside Casino, and that's tonight? When do you start?
Yeah, we start tonight, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And, of course, he shows up wearing a black T-shirt because you're the man in black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the concert's tonight. And then how many nights are you playing?
We run up through Sunday night.
Through Sunday.
Yeah, so we're five nights.
Microphone up just a tad.
Need a little closer? Yeah. How's that?
Wow.
A little better?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. That's a voice. That's a Johnny Cash voice.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing Johnny Cash?
20 years.
Oh, okay. You're a rookie at it.
Yeah, new to the game.
And you gotta love playing the same hits that made him famous.
Yeah, they're great songs. I do. I love it. It's even after 20 years, I'm still stoked every time I go on stage.
What can people expect to hear?
Everything. We do everything from the early Sun Records stuff that he started back in Memphis, Tennessee. We go up through the prison albums he did. We do stuff from his TV show. And then we go on and do the stuff that he did later in life with Rick Rubin.
Okay. All right. And do you know what the fee is for the tickets?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.